Ramayan, Act 2, Chapter 11, Ram Meets the Monkeys, Scene 11, Vali's Funeral. A beautiful wooden palanquin was fetched. Vali's body was carefully laid upon it, and it was lifted up by 8 powerful monkeys. Vali looked like a fallen god. The palanquin was adorned by numerous carvings of birds, trees, and fighting soldiers. Over its top was latticework covered with a net and many garlands and jeweled ornaments. The sides of the palanquin were daubed with red sandal paste, and lotus flowers were laid out along its edges. Sugriva and Angada bore the palanquin along with other monkeys. Sugriva had regained his composure, and he issued orders to the monkeys. "Walk ahead of us, scattering the ground with jewels of every description. Let learned monkeys recite the scriptures, and we shall proceed slowly to the cremation ground." The procession moved off, heading toward the riverbank. A great whale was sent up by many females who walked in front. Gradually, they came to the river, and a funeral pyre was built on its banks. The palanquin was set down next to the pyre, and Tara again fell to the ground, crying mournfully. "O hero, why do you not cast your glance upon me today? See here your wives, all weeping, who have trodden the long path behind you. Here are your ministers, sunk in a sea of dejection. O Vali, dismiss your counselors now, as you did in the past. Then we shall sport together, intoxicated with love." The other women gently raised Tara, who was overwhelmed with sorrow. With the help of Sugriva and the weeping Angada, they lifted Vali's body onto the pyre. Angada then led the pyre and walked around his father, who had now set upon his journey to the next world. All the others joined him in slowly circumambulating the blazing pyre. Everyone then entered the river and offered sacred water to Vali's soul. After the funeral rites were performed, Sugriva and his counselors surrounded Ram and Lakshman. Hanuman, who resembled a golden peak of Mount Meru, folded his hands and said to Ram, "By your grace, O Raghava, Sugriva has acquired the ancestral kingdom of the Vanaras. Please enter this city of Kishkindha in state, and with your permission, we will perform the coronation ceremony." Ram looked stern as he replied, "Commanded by my father, I shall not enter even a village for 14 years, much less a city. You may proceed into the city and duly install Sugriva as your king. I shall remain outside, finding some suitable cave for my residence." Ram instructed Sugriva to remain in Kishkindha for the coming next months. It was the beginning of the monsoon season, so it would be impossible to search for Sita. When the rains would end, Sugriva should dispatch the monkeys in all directions to look for Ravana and the princess. Sugriva then took leave of Ram and went into his city, which was situated within a vast mountain cave. In accordance with scriptural injunctions, a grand coronation ceremony was performed. Everyone repeatedly extolled Ram and Lakshman, feeling honored by the friendship of the two princes from Ayodhya. Sugriva was reunited with his wife, Ruma, and Sugriva entered Vali's magnificent palace. Awaiting the end of the rainy season, he lived happily, surrounded by his wives and ministers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.